You're listening to Magic Indulgence from More Than, the insurer that does more.
London's Magic 105.4. I'm Paul Fear, and it's our indulgence programme on this Sunday night. Great pleasure to welcome a lady who's won two of television's biggest talent shows. She's Suzanne Shaw, currently starring in Chicago as well as Roxy Hart. Welcome to Magic. Nice to have you with.
Thank you for having me.
And you're looking very fresh indeed for somebody who's doing eight shows a week at the moment.
Oh, I know. It's hard work. I think that's only because I'm on the third show. So I've not yet approached the eight shows.
So I think you started on the second.
The second.
Of June.
Yes.
Right. How's it going?
It's going great. Yeah, it's going fantastic. I'm absolutely loving it. Best role I've ever played, it's got to be said.
Well, it is a fantastic role for anybody to play, isn't it? And we'll talk a lot more about that, but I want to get straight into your first song. There's a bit of a tradition on this programme that most people choose an ABBA song. And you've got a good reason for choosing ABBA, because before the Hearsay stuff and everything, you were in an ABBA tribute band.
That's right. I was for nearly 2 years. Wow. That was a long time ago as well.
So what were they called?
What were we called? Oh, gosh, I can't remember.
Shall I remind you?
Yes, please do.
Was it the right stuff?
It was the right stuff.
There we go.
How did
I know that?
We had a different name for ABBA. I think it was ABBA Live.
ABBA Live.
Okay. ABBA Live, there we go. Wow.
There's been a few, haven't there, ABBA tribute acts. I remember working with some girls who were called the Fabba Girls.
The Fabba?
Fabba Girls.
Well,
pretty
I'm not
good.
Sure whether I'd want to be called Fabba.
Well, they were, let me tell you. And, of course, we've had Bjorn Again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, fantastic.
We were better than Bjorn Again.
Well, let's hear the real thing, though. You can't beat the real thing. Here's the winner takes it all.
Yep.
We're with Suzanne Shaw on our indulgence programme tonight. We're going to hear some of her favourite music choices as we go through the next hour. And I'm just looking back at Pop Stars and Hearsay.
Yeah.
It was only 7 years ago. 2001.
It seems like another life. It's almost like I was never a part of it. It was like a dream. It seems so distant.
Because you were very young, weren't you? And I think you were 18.
18 when I got into the band.
When you got into the band.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So learnt a lot since then.
Because you feel you're grown up at 18, but you know nothing really, do you?
No, you know absolutely nothing.
Not that I'm
nothing.
Saying you know anything through any of your life anyway, really.
No.
but at 18, you are very young, aren't you?
Exactly. I had no idea. And I really genuinely thought at 18 years old, getting into this band, and I remember as one of our first meetings, they said, if it carries on going like this for at least 5 years, you can retire and be happy for the rest of your life. So I genuinely thought, this is it. I'm sorted. I'm absolutely sorted. And then suddenly it goes away and you hear it.
If only it was that simple, eh?
Yeah, I know. Exactly. And I thought it was at 18.
Yeah. I've just dried up there. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I was looking at your beautiful eyes. Oh, dear, I should never do telly. But it was only 7 years ago, and it was kind of the first show that we've seen of that type, wasn't it? And lots have followed on that. You know, we've got the X Factors now, and kind of Britain's Got Talent. But back then in 2001, you really didn't know how big it was going to be, did you?
No idea. And back then, it wasn't... I wouldn't have called it a reality show. I would have called it more of a documentary. There was no voting. There was no public voting.
Was there not?
No, they didn't do it like that.
Oh. Gosh, I'd entirely forgotten that.
Yeah. It was just basically a documentary about putting a band together and, you know, could we actually get a band who all five members could sing and perform?
So who were the judges?
Nigel Lithgow,
right. I remember him.
Nicky Chapman.
Yes, of course.
And an A&R guy called Paul Adam.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
And now you say the name, I do remember, but yeah, I'd forgotten that it wasn't a vote thing.
Yeah, no vote. So you couldn't really call it. I wouldn't have described it as a reality show. Yeah. I would have said it was a documentary about putting a band together. You know, it was really documented. It wasn't the glitz and glam of a TV show and all the razzle-dazzle of it. It was in a studio in Brixton with plastic for mirrors. You know, it was you know, really raw. And that's what, you know, I obviously it started out like that.
Yeah, do you know, I'd entirely forgotten that.
Yeah.
And it is worth making a point, isn't it?
Yeah, that,
how
it
things
is.
Have changed so
dramatically,
much.
Yeah.
But it did give a fantastic pop song. I mean, and all credit to the people involved in this. We're going to play Pure and Simple.
Thank you.
How's it going to feel hearing this song again after all this time?
It'll bring back so many great memories. Like you said, it is a fabulous pop song, regardless what people think. I'm proud of it, and I'm proud of where I've come from. So, you know, it brings back fabulous memories.
Lovely. Cool. Sunday Night Indulgence, I'm Paul Fear. Really happy to be spending some time with Suzanne Shaw tonight. And we just heard the Bangles there with Eternal Flame. And my memory back to March of this year now
Yep.
reminds me that that was one of the songs you Ice danced to.
Yeah, that's right.
On Dancing on Ice.
That was in the semi-finals. I danced to that. It was a funny one because we had to do ice skating by ourselves for the first, I think, 30 seconds or 20 seconds. It was The Eternal Flame by the Bangles. And I loved doing that song. I loved performing that with Matt.
Did you know that you were going to be so good? Because, I mean, you might want to be modest about this, but you're the highest ever scorer on Dancing on Ice. You got...
I know.
Was it six?
Six.
Five sixes twice.
That's right, yeah. Five sixes twice. Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I got, you know, the total score, which was 60 points. Could not believe it. I didn't expect that to happen. I think, you know, especially on the final, I went in... not thinking I was going to win. Genuinely thought, you know, as theory has it, girls vote for boys, Chris is going to win. And that's how I felt. So maybe, like, not having those extra nerves that would tip you over the edge, you know, just having a healthy amount of nerves helped. Because I was just like, you know what, I'm grateful I got to the final.
Had you skated much before?
No, never. Never skated. I'd done it probably about 3 times as a child. I did used to roller skate, right. Go to roller discos quite a lot. But very different being on a bit of blade and on ice. Very different.
If this show hadn't come along, you might not have discovered this incredible talent you have. Because let's not be shy about it.
Yeah.
You're terrific, aren't you?
Well, I picked it up very quickly. Yeah. I think I generally do pick things up quickly if I enjoy it. If I don't enjoy it, I'll be rubbish. I'll be really rubbish at it. So say if I went into Big Brother, I'd be useless in there. I'd be useless in the jungle. I wouldn't know what to do. I'd be like, where's my nail file? You know, I just would not be able to survive under those circumstances. But put me in a performing position where I still get to perform. And I love it so much that, you know, I'll do my best and pick it up quite quickly. You know, as for injuries, I still come out so lucky on
I've
that
got a
area.
List here. I've got a list here. A chipped ankle bone.
Yep.
A gash to the head.
Yep.
A broken rib.
Yep.
And I nearly had a heart attack when I saw you do the headbanger move for the first time.
I know, yeah. I did that.
And I did want to say, I was watching it with my children, and we looked at each other, all three of us, and we just said, are they mad?
Yeah.
Are they trying to kill this girl?
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I did that. I did actually enjoy it, though. It's a thrill. I did it 8 times a week on tour.
Wow.
Yeah, sometimes
twice a day.
And
you're still alive.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah, still alive. There was one moment where I almost did crack my head open, but, you know, luckily I'm in safe hands with my dance partner.
Mm. Okay, well, let's have another song from the King, Elvis. Which Elvis song can I play you?
Oh, you've got to play me.
Suspicious
Minds. That's
that
my favourite. Yeah, I couldn't remember which one I picked.
Sorry.
Which one I picked.
Which Elvis song can I play you?
It's got to be my favourite, Suspicious Minds.
Okay.
Yeah. Which of a favourite? I can't remember what I picked.
Yeah.
Our indulgence guest tonight, picking out some of her favourite magic music, is Suzanne Shaw. And you told me just a little earlier that you're a magic listener, which is always great to know.
I am.
This is your kind of song, isn't it? Your kind of tune.
It's my kind of radio station. I absolutely love the songs you play. I listen to you when I go into work, when I come back from work. And, you know, and saying that I do have a lot of loyalty to you, considering my boyfriend works for a different radio station.
Well, I was going to have a little advice and a word with you about this, because you should not be dating radio presenters, because from experience, they're a strange bunch.
Yeah, I do find you are. Yes, I do. And
this is JK, half of a DJ double act called JK and Joel. They
JK
work for
Joel.
Another radio station, which I believe is still on the air.
Yes, it is. They do a very good job. If I'd listen to them and not listen to you,
absolutely.
So they just don't play the songs alike.
There you go.
That's the problem.
And how's things going with JK? Because I mean, there is talk of rings on fingers, that kind of stuff going on.
Is there?
No.
No? Have you just dropped him in it? Everything's absolutely fantastic. No rings on fingers, no plans for babies. Happy the way it is. And I just kind of, do you know what? I'm at that point where I'm not prepared to say forever. And I know it sounds a little bit, ooh, is that hard? Is that cold?
Well, I think you know, we all know your personal life over the past 7 years, and you probably think people will probably listen to you say that and think, I don't blame the girl.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And, you know, my son comes first, and as long as he's happy and healthy, then everything else is just superficial. So, you know, whatever.
Celebrity Mum of the Year I'm talking to as well.
Yeah, Celebrity Mother of the Year.
That puts a bit of pressure on you, doesn't it? Because it means if you're in the supermarket and he starts misbehaving, you can't
whack
him.
Yeah, people go,
you know?
Oh, well, no.
As if you would, you know.
Not that I do anyway. Oh, dear God. I do you know what? It's so funny. How could you ever get a title of Mum of the Year? It's funny. Everybody does it differently. Yes, I'm extremely, extremely honoured that people recognise me as being a good mum. But, you know, at the end of the day, I do it my way and I do it the best I can, and I know I'm not perfect.
Yeah. Nice to be recognised, though, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Cool. It's nice to have the award as well.
Absolutely. On the mantelpiece.
Yes.
Well, talking of mums and dads, here's Mamas and the Papas with California Dreaming, which is an absolute magic favourite track of ours on this station.
Yep,
tell me about this song.
I love this song, and it also reminds me of Hearsay Days, because we covered it for a TV show. So it again takes me back to that.
Lovely.
Cool.
We do a big bit on Chicago now, I think. Mm-hmm. Sunday Night Indulgence on Magic 105.4, and she's picking out some of her favourite songs for us tonight. It's Suzanne Shaw, who is now in Chicago, just started. And mm-hmm. you mentioned earlier briefly that it's a dream role. And
yes.
I would probably say, you know, if I was a girl and I could pick a role to do in the West End,
yep.
Velma or Roxy in Chicago,
exactly,
they've got to be on the list, haven't they?
Definitely. They are, I think, the biggest roles for females to do in musicals.
And hugely demanding, because it's not only the singing, dancing and acting as well. So you've got the big
massive,
three there.
You know, funnily enough, a massive chunk of it is the acting. She's such an interesting character to play, though. I love Pona. Mm. And I love finding new things every single night. What I, you know, I think, oh, wow, that really works for me. And, you know, when you go in to rehearse with them, they are so good at saying, make it your own. There's not a right or wrong way to play Roxy. You have to invent her through your own eyes. And just as long as you keep her true and keep her fresh and real every night, then, you know, you mess around with the role. You try new things out. So,
had you seen this production before? Because I think it's just celebrated its 10th anniversary in the West End, hasn't it? Which is a long run. Had you been to the...
Yep. I've been about 7 years ago, then about 3 years ago, and then I went again for the third time just before I went into the show.
Mm. So you're obviously a fan then, really?
Oh, yes, massive fan. It's a shame. I mean, I do love the film, but they miss out a lot of vital parts that are in...
Don't they just,
A lot of songs that are in the show that aren't in the film, which is a shame. So... Yeah. If you've seen the film, come and see the show, because it's even better.
How it really should be, because that's what it was originally written for, wasn't it, by Candor and Ebb. It was always viewed to be a stage show.
Yep, definitely.
And it's a fantastic production. I mean, I think I can beat you. I've seen it perhaps 7 times.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But you haven't seen it with me
yet? Not yet, no.
Right, come down.
That's got to be sorted
though,
hasn't it?
Yes, definitely.
And you've got that wonderful number where you have the line, "Those are my boys."
Or I love saying that every night.
Do it for us now, come on.
"Those are my boys."
It's working for me. How are you getting on with the American accent?
I love it. Yeah, absolutely love it. I mean, I've done so many shows. In fact, every show I've done apart from Joseph was in the American accent. And I think I probably found Joseph harder because everything was way, way back, many centuries ago.
Yeah.
You know, it was very, you know.
You were the narrator, weren't you?
Yes, I was the narrator. And I remember getting notes on my accent every night for that, but I don't so much get that. When I do the American stuff. So, no, I love it. I mean, you know, I did the Rocky Horror Show, which for a year of doing an American accent. So, you know, it took a while to get back into it. But, you know, once you get there, a lot comes flooding back.
Looking forward to hearing it and seeing it. And let's have another song from Robbie Williams. So many you could choose. Which one?
"Angels, Please."
Because?
Because... he's my angel. How cheesy is that?
Very.
Okay. I love magic. It's my favourite.
Lovely bit of music there on our indulgence tonight from Diana Ross. "The Chain Reaction," written by those Bee Gees, and another choice from Suzanne Shaw, who's with us in the Magic Studio this afternoon. Who's with us in the Magic Studio this evening. I'm just wondering, Suzanne, how did music particularly come into your life? When did you first find this extraordinary thing?
First found music. Well, music all my life, but musicals from very young age. But as pop music, I would say I was probably about 11 when I got into Whitney Houston. Mm-hmm. Dina Carroll was massive in those days.
What a lovely
Mariah
singer.
Mariah Carey. Yeah. So at home, I'd used to sing along to all the songs.
You like the divas a bit, don't you?
Oh, I love the divas. Yeah. Oh, you can't beat a bit of divas. But also, take that, inspired me to want to be in a pop band.
Yes, I think it was always going to be that you were in some kind of show business, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think you did the stage school and the ballet and played the saxophone.
I did play the saxophone.
And the recorder?
Yeah, but not very well, the recorder.
Nobody plays the recorder
well.
Nobody.
No,
not
exactly.
Even the world's greatest recorder player.
I know. Why do they have that as an instrument?
Why do they give them to little kids? The hardest instrument to play. Here, kids.
Yeah, have a recorder. Play it's this. Rubbish. Mm,
you get beyond three blind mice and that's about it.
Yeah, exactly. No point to it. I think they should ban them from schools.
We'll have it arranged for you. And another song coming up, which has a connection for this radio station. Tell me about this song, Michael Bublé. Everything.
Well, basically what happened one day, probably last October, I was sat in the car and things had started really picking up, and like I was feeling quite positive about things. And of course, I listen to Magic all the time. And for some reason, I just said to myself, if everything Michael Bublé is on Magic now, next year is going to be a great year for me. Put it on, and it was. How spooky. And then suddenly, 2 days later, I got offered Dancing on Ice. I was like, whoa. This is really, really weird.
It's the power of the Bublé.
It is the power. I love him.
Yeah.
I want to marry him.
Let's tell JK then. As we enjoy the song. Look, hey, wishing you good luck, because we'll play it again for you. This is your good luck charm. Michael Bublé, Everything. Magic 105.4, and we're listening to some of Suzanne Shaw's favourite songs on our Indulgence programme tonight. It's been lovely having you with us, Suzanne, and you are in Chicago, in the West End, because it moved, didn't it? I've seen it in the Adelphi.
Now it's at the Cambridge Theatre in Covent Garden.
It's right by Seven Dials,
isn't it?
Yes. Lovely place.
Yeah, it is.
Nice location.
It's a great location. Unfortunately, it's very dangerous for me, because I rot on the doorsteps to lots of shops. So, yeah, my bank balance isn't looking so great right now. And I've only been there, just over a week. So, not so good.
And you mentioned earlier that it is a dream role to be Roxy in this.
Yeah.
How would the dream continue for me? What's the big plan? Do you have a big plan?
I think you can never have a big plan in show business. You never know what's going to happen. Ultimately, I'd love to go to Broadway with a show. Maybe not Chicago, but maybe just with a show. I want to experience Broadway, in my life.
Well, that is starting to happen now, isn't it? A lot of great West End performers from England. The girl, Kerry, in Wicked at the moment.
She's just going to Broadway.
Yeah.
Do you know what's hilarious, though? Apparently, if any of the Americans get offered Broadway, they go, no, I want to do West End. And if we get offered West End, we go, well, can I do Broadway as well? You know, it's funny how the way we see it and they see it. So,
well, there should be more of it, because it's two absolutely thriving centres of theatre and musicals.
Exactly.
Of it, I say.
So, yeah, that's one ambition that I'd really want to achieve before I die.
Well, I'm sure it'll happen.
I hope so, fingers crossed.
Look at what you've done in such a short time already.
I know.
Scary.
I'm very lucky. Yes. Yeah. Scary. Yeah, very scary as well.
Yeah, but you can be as lucky as you like, but if you haven't got the talent,
I know
it's not going to happen. You know.
Well, I got offered quite a few pounds to do my autobiography, and I was like, I'm 26, what am I going to write about? Well, I've got a little bit to write about, but you know what? No, I'm not going to do it.
One day, though.
One day, maybe, yes. One day.
And the last song you're going to pick for us is another Magic favourite. It's Bryan Adams.
Oh, I love this song. I love him as well. I'll marry him as well. He's already married, isn't he? Damn.
It's going to be an interesting life.
It's going to be JK then, isn't it?
It's going to be an interesting life, isn't it? That's at least three husbands we've got.
Why not?
Well, absolutely. So let's hear it then. Bryan Adams at Everything I Do It for Suzanne. Was that cheesy?
That was really cheesy. But it wasn't as cheesy as Robbie Williams is my angel.
So let's hear the song now from Bryan Adams. This is Everything I Do It For You. Well, Suzanne, thank you so much for coming in and really looking forward to seeing you in Chicago. Anybody who hasn't seen the show and doesn't think they're going to be into musicals, this is one of the shows that I say to people, you really ought to see because it's got a life of its own, really.
It has. It is a brilliant show.
Yeah. And some fit people in it as well.
Gorgeous men and gorgeous girls, so everyone is happy, basically.
How long are you going to be in Chicago for, do you know?
6 weeks.
Oh, it's a very short run, then.
Short run. So
you've been kind of tantalised with this and...
Yeah, nice little burst of an exclusive, I think they described it as. So
do you think you'll want to come rushing back?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Mm. I don't think I'd ever get bored of a show like this.
Well, there's so much to see in Chicago, isn't there? I mean, it is one of those shows that I always say to people who don't like musicals, try it because I think you will like it.
Yes. I think it's definitely worth going to see.
Certainly got its own character as well, hasn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
And some incredibly fit dancers of both persuasions.
Yes, exactly, exactly. Yeah, it's worth going to see just for that.
Thank you, Suzanne Shaw.
Thank you for having me.
After the news, it's Mellow Magic on 105.4.
You've been listening to Magic Indulgence with More Than, indulging you with its personal customer manager service. You can download this interview in full at magic.co.uk/podcasts.